Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the always informative and funny Lionel's going to be joining us for the balance of the hour coming up. Our story got linked on the Drudge Report. Top of the page today, it's moved down on the lower left-hand side under the picture of Mr. Napolitano. New streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. Drudge, as usual, even had a better headline than we did. Let me go back to the drudgereport.com, the master. And the master headline writer. Hear you, watch you, new streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. He really knows how to crystallize really what's happening. But I called Paul this morning and I said, this story's going to get a lot of attention. I said, I got a big feeling it is. And I said, there's a bunch of companies that have put in microphones and cameras and smart police command centers under Homeland Security watching and listening. I said, we're going to get attacked for this, even though you're linked to the company and Homeland Security. I said, beef the article. That means add more. Sure enough, there's a controversy. In response to our article being linked on Drudge, the company behind the IntelliStreets Illuminating Concepts has now pulled the video from YouTube entirely, presumably nervous about the negative publicity that could be generated from concerns about the streetlights being used for Homeland Security purposes. Their words, not ours. We have added an alternative version. I guess they put a new one up. I got to call Paul. But it may be subject to removal any time. I got to call Paul. I'm just going to have him. Look, we've got a bunch of other articles about this. So we'll just show you a bunch of companies in Homeland Security doing it. As I told him to do. Yeah, he's already added a bunch of stuff. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up for a couple minutes here, a couple minutes on the next side, because I got to him late. Man, I tell you, I'm so recharged getting back from that three-day shoot with Jesse Ventura in Vegas, because he was out there to film a private space propulsion thing. I'm not supposed to get into more of it, and we did some other stuff in the area. There's a lot of military-industrial complex stuff, but it's what happened while I was at the hotel in the morning and the evenings, and flying out there and flying back was just incredible. I don't even know if I'll get to my TSA audio today and what happened to me and everything, because I can't do justice to it here. I might do it on the nightly news, too. The nightly news is going to be huge tonight. Oh, by the way, well, let's just bring Ted up. Ted, huge things happening in Europe. They're holding Europe hostage, as we said they would, threatening to totally plunge them into depression if they don't give them a deal. Now they're saying they might have a deal, but what it entails is taking the pension fund, quote, insurance, or some of the European countries' money, and this is buried in the agreement. And gold, of course, and silver has exploded, as we said it would, but you luckily bought it when it was lower. So give us a crash pitch here, Ted, because like G. Gordon Liddy said, stay tuned for crash commercial messages. You know, my view on this is I'm very proud of my crass promotion of gold and silver. Buy silver at $5 now, 30-something. Buy gold at $260 now, you know, $1,700 or so. I mean, I think people should really call you and get the best deal in town.
Well, they sure should. I mean, gold is seeing a high today of 1728, currently up 1490 at 1720.50. Silver seeing a high of 3382, just almost touching $34 an ounce. Alex, the video in the book right now at $73 delivered is so out of this, so underpriced, it's not even funny. For those of you who haven't had a chance, the American Dream video puts together the New World Order in a cartoon that is so entertaining that anybody will want to watch it. But the other thing, too, Frank's at $376, Walking Liberty halves at $1,652. I mean, there's just so many different buys that you can get into right now because gold just ran up through the roof, you know. And I don't know why people think that the economic problems are solved just because gold and silver took a little bit of a hit here recently. Of course it's going to come back up again. You know, when you have the European Union doing what they're doing, trying to decide how much debt they're going to create and how much they're going to put the screwballs to the people. It's amazing. But anyways,
I hope they don't release too many screwballs on us, because I've been told I'm the chief screwball. Hey, Ted, stay there. Let's come back and briefly tell folks where gold and silver are, what's happening in Europe. Then we've got Lionel joining us to talk more about that and a bunch of other big developments. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Lionel is coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about all the world news with him and get his take on it. Of course, syndicated radio host in his own right. Hilarious comedian, social commentary flowing forth. If you go to drudgereport.com, right-hand side, it was the top story. It's three stories down. Here you watch you, new street lights to have Homeland Security applications. And I'm not just doing this because Lionel's here. I'm going to go back to Ted for just a moment because Lionel's made jokes about this at my roasting at the Talkers Conference where I was the keynote speaker earlier in the year, how he likes to hear me call Watson on air. Actually, I called Watson this morning, if you just tuned in, and I said, look, you're going to need to add even more proof of this. I know it's there. I know you're linked to it. You're going to get attacked for this. And he said, okay, and he did add some more. But the company's now pulled their video where they admit they've got Homeland Security applications. Because, see, the cover in 98, all over the country, they put up microphones on street lamps. They even hid some of them. It came out in the paper in Austin, but later they said it's a gunshot detector. Never once have they used it for gunshots. They're shotgun mics. They can listen to you 100 yards away. The company, it turned out that time I went and ferreted it out, had audio online in a presentation about how it was really meant to record what people are talking about and send it through keyword software. So this has been put up. But they've got police towers, these little telescoping towers that have microphones on them too. So I'm going to have Watson add that to his article. I'm going to have Watson let's just call Watson right now on air. Well, you guys always call his home number. I'm going to call his cell. This is just quicker because I want to finish with Ted briefly. And tell people about something very exciting concerning the nightly news. Then we'll get to Lionel and go through all the news with him. But, of course, none of this even pales in significance to this article. Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing... I'm on the air. Hold on, Watson. Let me finish this. Watson's like, sorry? What are you talking about? Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. Do you realize the magnitude of this? Google has released government request, what the government's telling it to do. This big report, quite frankly, this is what should be on Drudge Report. But, I mean, I guess he can't link to only our stuff. But this is the type of stuff Watson's ferreting out. Hey, Watson, I wanted to call you in a hurry, so you're not on air, but I'm on air talking to you. Remember this morning for airtime I called you and said we'd be attacked for this article? Remember I called you and said ad stuff? He says, yep. He's a man of many words. But you know why I knew that? I didn't have time right before the show to tell you why I knew that. Because that company wasn't, I'll guarantee you, exposed to admit it's for Homeland Security. See, just like with the mail trucks, they say, oh, data transfer, the post office is going to make money now with private wireless towers on top of the mail trucks. And then they admitted that there'd also be a Homeland Security application grabbing all your wireless data. That's really what it's for. The cover is the making money. But the globals also like to pay for what they're doing in a free market way. While taxing us at the same time. So I knew that. So I know you've added that, but also add the police towers that are going to grab all the communications and have all the bristling systems. But I wanted you to specifically just tell me briefly. You know what? I'm going to bring you up with Lionel. I'm sure he's going to love it. Because I haven't had time. Your article, the update says that it was that they pulled the video, but you have an alternative version. Do you mean you found a clip that somebody had already downloaded and put on another YouTube site, not their official site, or have they altered it? Okay, so the original was deleted, but you were able to find, explain that to folks. Say, we were able to find one that was copied, get it while you can. But what I'm saying is folks will say, oh, well, never mind. I'm saying throw a bunch more on there, because this is not the only example of this. Look up gunshot detectors. Well, you know it's in my film, Police State 2000, 1999. I show the Austin American Statesman and all that. They're really microphones listening to us. And now the slaves are ready to wake up and not be slaves and actually see this. Like you wrote that article yesterday about Glenn Beck is worried about the EAS switching stuff off. And that's great. We want to give him credit when he starts going in the right direction. All broadcasters should be talking about this. But why not add my video from February detailing it all? See what I mean? I mean, it's almost like we're ashamed of how right we are, Paul. We need to let folks know we know what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? Well, you're a genius. You're on fire as usual. And good job with your latest reports. You know what? Lionel's holding. We're going to have to go into overdrive today. I really apologize for all of this. Folks, I've been out of town, and I'm so wound up with energy. It's just driving me crazy. Paul, at the bottom of the hour, just 5 minutes, I know Lionel wants to talk to you. He's a big fan of you. So I'm going to have you call in then, because he's on video Skype, and then I want to get your take on everything, okay? Especially this article you wrote about feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. Oh, they'll never stick their hands down our pants. They'll never put fluoride in the water. They'll never give people Gardasil shots that kill us. Again, I'm getting to where I'm so conditioned. This comes out and is documented by Google admitting it, that they're taking videos down as the government tells them to because it's critical of the government. And I'm not even upset by this, Paul. Do you realize what that means? We're being conditioned here. Yep, that's right, Paul says. All right, we'll get you on later. I appreciate you, buddy. All right, thank you. We're going to go to Lionel here in just a moment. Normally, if I was this wound up, I would even cancel guests, but Lionel is so good, he's there, but I apologize having him on 10 minutes late. Finishing up with Ted and the crass infomercial for a minute or two, because I haven't plugged stuff all day, okay, and like other radio hosts would, every segment. I just do it all in one spot. I haven't even told you since yesterday we launched 15-day free trial. We'll put it on screen. Go to prisonplanet.tv, and you got the nightly news, Alex Jones Live, that's this show, radio TV. You got special reports, the rants is the only area I haven't been updating. I'm going to start doing a bunch of those. Got a few technical things on that because I'm not very technical and I have trouble uploading to it when I'm at home. Point is, it's there, 15 cents a day. You fund our operation. But I've done – Glenn Beck's always copying me. I know, and everything on his subscription site. So I decided to go ahead and copy him. He has a 14-day trial. I have a 15-day free trial. But everybody does free trials. The point is, go do a free trial, prisonplanet.tv, nightly news, 7 o'clock every evening, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, almost 9 years of my research and material, and it just gets better and better. We're always adding new functions and ironing out any bugs. Prisonplanet.tv. So it's very easy to sign up and get your 15-day free trial. And the real reason we're doing this 15-day free trial is we keep getting customer service emails saying, I went and tried to watch your nightly news and I got an advertisement. Yeah, if you're not a member and you just click on the video button right there, you're going to get the ad for signing up. Or if you're a member, you've got to log in. But we're going to change that around, make it, I mean, it is user-friendly, but the point is prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trial, watching the news. Now, going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I told people to get gold and silver, you know, silver when it was $5, gold when it was $260. I feel great here because I know you've got the best deals out there. I can buy gold anywhere. As you know, Ted, I buy it from one guy, Ted Anderson. A few times I bought it locally, but I can't even get deals as good as you because you buy when it's low, sell when it's high at the old price. So you've got gold way lower than what it was just a few months ago. Before it dipped, and then way lower than it is right now. Tell folks where this gold and silver is, what level of the market you bought it at, what you've got left, how long till that runs out, you've got to go up. Give people just in a minute or two a listing of the prices.
Well, I mean, we're trading about 1675 when I was in there buying my positions. Right now we're at 1721, so that kind of gives you an idea where we're at. I mean, that Frank and Forecaster, where you get the full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, that's at 376. That's like buying gold at like $1,100 an ounce. A little less of that, actually, when you consider the fact that you get the subscription. But then what about that silver deal? I mean, Alex, for $73, I mean, I've been holding that price down since gold, or when silver was at $26 an ounce. Right now, we've seen a high of 33.82, currently right now 33.49. And then you get the video and the book along with it. I mean, people need to know about the world, New World Order. Everything you've been talking about is this central control that we have coming down upon us.
This is central control, central control.
Well, I mean, that's just it. We have, you know, video surveillance. I mean, the way that they're GMO foods. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, come on. You're going to need gold and silver. The reason why our forefathers said that you should have gold and silver as money because they didn't want people like we have right now in control of the government and also the world now at this point. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you should get that American Dream video because it's going to lay it out for you in such a simple format.
That's right. It's a great deal to get two silver dollars for $73, but they have shipping free, the free video, the free book. You can't beat it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. But folks, ask about the radio gold and silver specials. They've got everything. I mean, Ted, you were telling me you've still got a pretty good smattering of everything at the older, lower prices.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you can get the U.S. Eagles. We have silver Maple Leafs that are at a discount over Silver Eagles. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. I mean,
those Maple Leafs are some of my favorites, along with the Buffaloes. 800-686-2237. How much is silver and gold up today?
Well, right now, silver is at hang on a second. I just got to get right back there. 1560. Silver's up 12 cents today at 33.39, but been as high as 33.82. I mean, the EU right now is meeting, and they're trying to decide how much of the Europeans' money they're going to steal. What do you think's going on here?
No, I read the deal looks like they're going to do is to take the pension fund insurance, the actual money that's in there, and give it to the bankers on derivatives and tell people it was Greece's fault. I mean, how about they say it's some Eskimos' fault? They're not even involved in it. It's just like, look, Greece, look over here, while they're stealing everything. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You got it, Alex.
Now, I apologize to Lionel for getting him on 10 minutes late, but we'll have to do a little bit of overdrive. Plus, I'm going to skip this break coming up, but I wanted to get Ted on here. But they say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I went and did a lot of work in Vegas, and the stuff I saw there was so bizarre and weird, I feel energized. And so that's why I'm out of control today. I feel like I can do 10 hours of radio right now. By the way, the Money Bomb is next Thursday through Friday, and I will be doing 24 hours plus, so you don't want to miss that, to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, because why not support us? NPR and the Rockefellers have fundraisers. It was listeners' ideas to have fundraisers, and I'm going to pump 100% of the Money Bomb into this operation. And that's what happens around here. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. If you want to start donating now. Now, we're going to skip this break and just go right to Lionel. He's an ex-prosecutor and criminal trial lawyer. Very interesting fellow. Talk radio veteran of WABC. WABC. WOR. Some of the biggest radio stations in the country. Premier radio, nationally syndicated show, internet radio, podcasting pioneer at LionelMedia.com, subscription podcast at LionelMedia.com, Twitter at Lionel Media, seen 7 days a week on New York's PIX Channel 11, Lionel Media. He's here with us, and I know you've been sitting there while I've been ranting. I don't know if you were listening earlier in the show, but Lionel, it's getting crazy. Little boys be given cervical cancer shots because they have cervixes. And it's because they give the girls the disease. The little 10-year-old boys are bad. All this psychological warfare. They won't even say it's Gardasil. They don't want to say the name of the wicked Merc. We've got streetlights spying on people. We've got literal bedlam unfolding. Homeland Security telling YouTube to pull videos critical of the government. I mean, have we entered some alternate dimension of like the Soviets took America over and we're living in a fruitcakeville, my friend?
Well, Alex, I would suggest that we have entered in an alternate dementia.
Yes.
Which is a dimension. Let me explain a couple of things. First of all, I want to thank you very much for having me back. It is indeed an honor to be here with you, and I mean that absolutely sincerely. The biggest problem that I have, and I mentioned it on my podcast at Lionel Media, I do nightly commentaries in New York. And Alex, the people want to know what's going on. The people are extremely interested in knowing what's going on because they sense something. But the number one problem in our country and the world happens to deal with a subject that people feel is arcane, recondite, beyond their comprehension, and that is currency, credit, monetary system, global currency, the euro, the dollar. When you tell people this, Alex, and when you tell them that there is no piece of data, no subject that will affect them as seriously as this, they start, their eyes kind of roll back. I suggest to people that what they should do is on any given day, check out your website at InfoWars or Prison Planet. Just pick anything on the crisis, if you will. And let it then take you, because what you do is you are a resource center. I have learned more, and I thought I knew. I'm a college graduate and a lawyer and all of that business. I have learned more about fundamental economics, not economics that you learn in school, not Keynesian supply and demand and that sort of thing, but the politicized version of economics. And I'm telling you right now, that is the biggest single source of all of the problems that we have in this world. Now, right now, I'm in New York, and downtown is Occupy Wall Street, something that the mainstream, sock puppet, echo chamber, stenographic, bought and sold corporate media are trying to whittle away in terms of the efficacy or the message for a couple of reasons. First, they don't have enough time. Number two, they don't understand it. And Alex, the strangest thing is happening. There is this weird conflation, this connection between people who are protesting what could be the very implosion of not only our country, but the world. And they're making this connection between these protesters and hippies or the SDS and long hair every single night. Just look around. What do they talk about? There is something happening, not to borrow from Stephen Stills, but there's something happening here. This occupied movement is viral. And what a lot of people are focusing on is how there are sanitary problems or how somebody may be holding up a poster or a placard. And these are agent provocateur. These are agent provocateurs. Come on, stop it. We know that. But instead of looking at the message, they're picking it apart. Now, here's the question I have for you, Alan. If they took that inquiry, that desire to know the truth, and you walked up to somebody and said, I've got something I'd like to ask you. And I ask my friends, in fact, I ask all of your viewers and listeners to try this. Pick a friend of yours who knows the most, a real pain in the neck know-it-all, somebody who knows everything. And you say, you know, Bob, you're a smart guy. If anybody would know this, you would. Could you please explain to me the basics, the rudiments of the Federal Reserve? Sit back and just watch their eyes flutter, and they'll say, well, it's this inquiry demanding that these people all over the world say specifically and explicate and limb ad seriatim all that they're about. That inquiry is lost when it comes to this basic central private bank that is under the radar, so a part of our fabric, and not one person in the mainstream media, the Ted Baxter media, has ever even thought to say, hey, this week, instead of things in your bathroom that can kill you, why don't we do a little piece on the Federal Reserve, the most mysterious subject known to man. And it's happening right now, Alex, and nobody knows this. They have no idea. Right now, I tell people, look to Europe. Look what's happening. Now, may I also add something, Alex? One of the biggest problems you have and I have is we use words and people don't understand the sting of it. They don't understand, and I mentioned this on LionelMedia.com, and I try it, and people are, frankly, my friends are getting tired of it because I sound like a broken record. Alex, the word globalism sounds wonderful. Global. Remember the Coke commercials? I like to teach the world to say harmony, interconnectivity of the human race, cooperation, global. It sounds terrific. What we're talking about is, again, part of this fundamental virus that's affecting everything, is we're a subjugation. We're ceding jurisdiction. The United States of America has become a part of this huge international global superstructure. One of the things that should have absolutely caused people to riot in the streets is when our president, and it doesn't matter if it's President Obama, President Bush, or anybody, when he said that NATO ordered our troops into Libya. And by the way, don't give me these definitional hair splittings of kinetic military action and support and training. Do you know, Alex, what that meant when NATO is telling us we have lost the battle completely?
Well, it's even worse than that. And again, we just glaze over it. Even I do. We're being broken like a pimp breaks a prostitute and just getting used to being slapped in the face, now knocking our teeth out, you know, putting cigarettes out on us, making us sleep in a dog cage, I guess. It's gotten to the point, it's gotten to the point where Congress came to him and said, look, we're warmongers, we'll give you the authorization, but you got to get permission from us under the Constitution. And Obama said, no, I'm doing this for the credibility of the UN and NATO, saying they're our boss, literally engaging in treason. That's what it is. I've had constitutional scholars on. This is wallowing in our face, and it's just like Google now admits, and it's not even a news item, that the feds are ordering them to remove videos critical of the government. We've entered quite a time, Lionel.
Now, one of the things, Alex, that you brought up, and I talk about this on my Pix 11 commentaries, LionelMedia.com, again, to the point where I'm a broken record. What the America, and by the way, I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying that my American brothers and sisters are stupid or ill-informed. I don't want to say that. I think that we, and I include myself, are hard-working and good-intentioned. But you know, Alex, what will kill us is this sense of exceptionalism. This idea that people have that we are indeed the city on the hill, that we are blessed by God or by some force field that protects us through some type of divine protection or some weird cosmic prophylactic that prevents us from an internal internecine collapse. And I'm telling you, that's going to be our problem. One of the things which amazes me also is how the world of semantics, how neuro-linguistic programming, and how I can shape-shift the enemy. For example, when you have Libya, now I know we all...
Stay there, let's get to Libya when we come back. Shape-shifting straight ahead and how they manipulate and flip terms and do all of this. This idea, it can't happen here. TSA can't do that here. Federal Reserve can't do that here. Gardasil can't do that here. They've done it all. They're going to do a lot more if we let them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Video up in the next 30 minutes or so, and I'll give you the name of it, the one we premiered here on air last hour, audio video, dealing with the takeover of the entire biosphere, including human genetics, what's being implanted in us via the vaccines, the GMO. Here's The Economist and man-made life. How about, and the globalist played God. But what is a dyslexic globalist played? Does he play dog? That's a Jaron pun. And man-made life. No, it took life and perverted it and spliced it. Man didn't make life. And again, you're a free creature. Why are they allowed to trespass on your body? Trespass into the food. They're GMO spreading. Now, what Lionel's getting at here is at the heart of it. And the beginning of it is believing it can't happen here. We're the best. We're the greatest. This weird fake pride. yeah, well, America does lead in cancer and diabetes and infant mortality now, and it leads in everything bad. Prison populations. In fact, I'm going to do a piece soon. America is the leader in going straight to hell. America, that's a good one, is the leader in going straight to hell. There you go. See, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, like the Roman Empire. And what happens is once the public, and I want Lyle to speak to this because that's where he's going. That's the meat of this. I want his perspective on it. Once the public has bought into a little corruption, in fact, I was reading about Caesar and how he did, quote, corruptions. It was the process of corrupting someone. It starts with something small, like they tried to bribe Serpico in New York with something small. Here's a necklace. Just take it. The guys will feel better if you do. You know, it's hospitality. You're part of a family now. That's how this works. And so Americans have put up with so much that now it's gotten blaringly ridiculous. World government's being admitted, a corporate private world government, and they'll still laugh and say, you're a kook for believing in it, but yeah, we need a global government. But it's undemocratic. It's run by a bunch of really cold-blooded people. Now, Lionel was getting to the hypocrisy of Libya and the semantics. I was on the plane with the sergeant flying his dead buddy back. He'd done 7 tours. His buddy had done, I think he said 7 as well in different places. He was going to bury him at Fort Hood. And I said, but what about Al-Qaeda being the main group in there and all this? And what about the opium being grown? He's like, well, we do what we have to do. But I thought we're fighting Al-Qaeda. And they had TSA there at the plane sticking their hands down his pants. And he's like, well, that's what we have to do for America. Well, they're not America then. You know, we just run in fear because somebody might try something. And by that extension, Al-Qaeda might try to blow up a cornfield. We got to have guards in cornfields. Well, actually, that's the cashless society tracker system, where in the future, you'll need an authorization to go anywhere, and everywhere you go will be pre-approved. The government admits this. And you're like, that'll never happen. All this other stuff would never happen? It's a plandopolis. Read about it in their own words. Just Google plandopolis. You'll be at globalist think tank sites with UN approval. You'll reach stuff they came up with 20 years ago is now in place. We live in a planned society. And the planners are eugenicist, exterminist, control freaks. We live in a grid that's not done being built yet. It's not finished, but it's almost, it's like they're building a guillotine or gallows, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to hang you in that next week. And I'm like, well, I don't need to be hung. I don't deserve this. Going back to Lionel, I'm sorry. You have to come on today when I'm really wound up, but getting into your point about semantics.
Well, a couple of things, too, is first of all, you know, Alex, again, I talk about this, and I do this 7 nights a week in New York, and people come up to me literally, and I'm not kidding, on subways, I'm a man of the people, and they will say constantly, thank you for telling the truth. There is a hunger and a thirst, Alex, that people are yearning for, and they keep looking, like Neil Young said, whatever that song was, 300 channels and nothing's on. What I want to do one time, Alex, and I mentioned this on my podcasting site at LionelMedia.com, and by Twitter, I got my always Twitter at Lionel Media, and I also retweet what you say and everybody to get this message out. Information will set us free. Data will set us free. If this, the worst thing in the world for this world, for the leaders, for people who are not necessarily psychopath by nature, but who do psychopathic things, the worst thing that could ever happen to them is if the world wakes up. Because right now, we can drown the world in just our bodily fluids. We're that many. The only thing that keeps the people down is ignorance, nescience, and the worst thing, Alex, this idea of American exceptionalism, that we're different. And that all of the stuff that we see in the EU, and we see a calamity in the streets of Greece, and rioting, and starvation, and that happens over there, that can't come here. Let me also tell you this. I'd love to do with you one time, kind of like a post-Orwellian movie. A movie, if you will, about dystopia. And I want to talk about the future. And we will have new governmental offices. And in addition to the central bank, which will be the Fed, and which will supplant virtually everything, I want to be in the general services, like we have the attorney general, we have the surgeon general. I want to be the psychologist general. And what I want to do is I create the meme, the memetics, the psychological construct that gives people the idea of what to believe and what not to believe. And words are my palette. Words are my weapons. I rephrase things. For example, when somebody tells you the truth, when somebody that tells you that something, and you can, Alex, as you do, and I love the way you go from one thought to another, I do it too. You are the human pachinko machine. You go from one to the next, and I do it too. They call it desultory, because literally sometimes you have to stop and take a deep breath because you're being hit with so many, you're being bombarded, like with nuclear eye coming at you. You feel like you can't process all this. But what I want to do is this. Rule number one, whenever somebody poses something to you, no matter the fact, you can show videotape, you can talk about the government putting surveillance cameras in homes and micro, whatever, you can pick the most awful civil libertarian scary story there is, and what I, as the psychologist general of the United States, will pronounce is, you are a conspiracy theorist. You're a nut job. You're a paranoid. You're an aluminum foil. By the way, tin foil's out. We were aluminum. You know, Gore Vidal one time said, I love this. He said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. I'm going to literally reframe bad news and make it sound crazy. That you're a naysayer. Oh, you must be one of those Alex Jones types, huh? What's the matter with you? You really hate America. What now? Next, what I do is I use keywords. For example, let's go back to our great history. The rebel, freedom fighter. For as long as I can remember, Alex, somebody said one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. We had Gaddafi. Who replaces him? The LIFG. The Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, Al-Qaeda. This was teaming up with NATO. Who was the NTC? By the way, folks cannot handle the initialisms and the acronyms. The National Transition Council. These are puppet groups for Al-Qaeda. You've got, and by the way, you and your pieces with Webster Tarpley have been so informative. Look at where, based upon West Point documents, look at Cyrenaica, look at Benghazi and Tobruk and Darna. This is the South Central of Al-Qaeda. It's its corporate headquarters. You also have the Fezzan, the black Libyans, who aren't necessarily on board. You have Tripolitania. We have taken this gerrymandered, cobbled together, fractious Libya, and we have made it sound like it's this unified group. And we have called rebels, which is Al-Qaeda, we've called them freedom fighters. And the people who are Libyans, who live there, are hardcore Gaddafi loyalists. And with that right now, and nobody, this is the part that gets me, Alex, this is the part that I will never understand. Major mainstream media corporate Ted Baxter sock puppet stenographic cookie cutter echo chambers, they're not reporters, they're repeaters. They repeat what the administration, whoever it is, whoever, remember, like you say, the left-right paradigm is an illusion. Whoever's in charge, here is your talking points tonight. So they send some war correspondent to the middle of Tripoli or wherever, CERT, and all they do is they say, look, like a child crying, like an adult, jiggling keys, look. Look at all this. See this? Look at the war. Isn't that cool? Great. Now, see ya. Haven't told me anything. Who are these people? Who invited us in?
By the way, it's confirmed most of them, as you said, are actual Al-Qaeda. The leader is. They're putting in Sharia law, and they're slaughtering the blacks who were part of Africa. After all, it is Africa. All of this is happening, and now they're already starting to spin. Our military better come in there because Al-Qaeda somehow is taking the country over. So again, not missing a beat, now our military might have to go in to maintain order and stop Al-Qaeda after they put Al-Qaeda in.
No, Alex, you've talked about this, and again, I do it on LionelMedia.com, and I talk about it all the time, and so much of it, you know, we're kind of like echo chambers, mutual echo chambers, and again, you are at the top of the pyramid, though I don't want to say pyramid because that has a weird connotation here. But there are ideas here of this 1-2. Ask me to come in. Ask me to help you. I can foment rebels anywhere. What would have happened, assuming we were a country that was weak enough? But what if an exterior country took our Klan or our SDS or our weathermen in the 60s and fortified them with an actual corporate structure, with an organizational hierarchy of how to change? What if they funded them? What if the Klan came in, like some of these groups, because we don't know who these groups are, and then all of a sudden when chaos breaks out, you know, if you have a hornet's nest in your backyard, Alex, and I'm the exterminator, and you say, I've got this hornet's nest, there's a million hornets in there, but the nest amazingly encases these. The nest acts as kind of a holder. The potential for disaster is awful. And I come in there with a baseball bat, and I smash up the nest. I say, great, I took care of the nest. So what happens is, step one, chaos. Step two, we, the world, re-invited in to fix up this mess. Help us. Let me ask you something. How many people have ever heard of AFRICOM? How many have ever heard about this mega base in Djibouti? How many people know more about the Michael Jackson trial, which I find it interesting. Listen, I like trash.
No, but that's how they distract. And we predicted in Obama deception almost 3 years ago that they would invade Africa through Libya, use it as a base, pour AFRICOM. Now they're saying they've got to have drones out of Libya to fight al-Qaeda in surrounding areas, when in truth they've just given al-Qaeda control of Libya. And as you said, even the Army War College in West Point admit that. And I brought it up to a military man this weekend. He said, no, I know about that. But he said, that's just the way it is. So it's this mind control. We give our rights up to fight al-Qaeda, and then we give al-Qaeda control. But I want to bring Watson in here for a moment.
Oh,
to shift gears into another subject. What do you make, Lionel, of the fact that the feds have ordered YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism? I want to get your take on this after you hear Watson talk about his article that's up on Infowars.com.
Certainly.
U.S. authorities hit Google with 70% rise in takedown orders, and it goes on that Google has now released that information. And we're going to get Paul's take on that real quick and then get your take on it. Paul, tell folks the meat of this article for those that haven't read it yet.
Well, it's basically the release of Google's new transparency report, which breaks down country by country what the nature and amount of takedown orders that they've received from governments. And this is not only YouTube videos, it's search terms and also things like images on Google Images. So the government comes in with an order, then Google decides whether or not to remove it. And according to this new report, the U.S., well, U.S. authorities, which means both the government, the federal government, and law enforcement authorities, have bombarded Google with a 70% increase in takedown orders over the course of the last year compared to the previous reporting period. And I went in and looked at the actual report itself, because this was reported on other technology websites, but they didn't pick up the key thing, which was when you actually go to the breakdown of the report on what exactly the U.S. government or U.S. authorities wanted removed, one of the examples given is for the reason that a video was removed from YouTube is, quote, government criticism. Now, it doesn't say whether YouTube complied with the request or not. They did comply with 63% of requests, but it's just the bombshell fact that the U.S. government, and this was the federal government, because the ones related to police brutality, which law enforcement authorities asked YouTube to remove, were in a separate category called defamation.
And by the way, I hope people realize the magnitude. We've had senators and people saying, I need to be able to call YouTube and have something taken down. Now they're announcing they're going to take stuff down without a court order. So this is the internet kill switch, but implemented in an a la carte way. Stay there, Paul. Let's get Lionel's take on this. Lionel, what do you think as a media critic?
You know, one of the things which I worry about, not as a media critic, but also as a lawyer, somebody also conversant with the First Amendment, is I love the way people will use different vehicles, Alex and Paul, to take something down. What you're going to see in the future is the election of copyright laws. Copyright laws will be the vehicle, which is the easiest to understand, which will allow people to remove information that is, quote, not copyrighted. They will make a claim, whether it's the government or individuals or I don't know, but they will make a claim using a vehicle that has the patina of legitimacy. The problem, though, is that is aside from that, to try to invigorate the population, to explain to them, do you know what this means? Do you understand that YouTube is the same as a book or an iPad or an iPod, whatever? That this
Let me stop you. We got to go to break. This is genius. We're going to have to do some overdrive with both of you, but stay there. Folks, he's absolutely right. It's already happened. In this new federal international announcement, the government will decide if it's copyright with no hearing, and companies will be able to take the stuff down. It's like they're trying to sue Skype, Fox News is, for using the word sky in their name. And so it's literal copywriting of words, but then you don't get a hearing because it would be thrown out like these Right Haven suits have been. No, the government just takes it down because somebody said it was their copyright. So this has already begun. And yes, Lionel is a former prosecutor. So we'll get his view on that, get Watson's take on this as well. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
By the way, I covered a lot of the news today. I just always feel like I'm not expressing enough to you how incredible things are. Everybody can feel it now. Every soldier, cop, school teacher, doctor, talk show host, lawyer, I talk to you. Everybody can feel it. Well, if you actually intellectually go research it, This is all planned. It's moving at hyper speed. They're openly announcing a Bank of the World. The Vatican's calling for global governance. I mean, I've got the quotes here. I mean, these are quotes. Vatican Council calls for world government central bank as to fix the evil bankers. And I mean, any way you slice it, this is what's being called for. All the major powers are calling for this. And you can analyze whatever reason you think that's happening, but this is a big deal, folks. This is an unelected mega bank being set up. You're going to pay carbon taxes too. They got Herman Kay on the right calling for new VAT sales taxes. We've got, this makes my head spin. Paul Watson's on the line with us. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. We might do 20 minutes. Now that I think about it, I've got to go do the TV show and all this other stuff's happening. But I want to throw article after article out at Lionel and Paul here. Lionel, you were making a point as we went to break.
Alex, one of the best ways to show you this is a couple of things. First of all, going back, remember, I'm the psychologist in chief. That's what I do. I'm the psychologist general. When you want to take somebody and you want to, if you buy a new watch and you put this watch on at first, you say, God, this is clunky. After a period of time, the stimulus of the watch, because it's over and over and over again, because it's systematic, it's successive, it's repeated, the novelty wears off. It's called habituation. You don't even know what's there. When you're an American citizen, even someone as astute as you and Paul, after a while, if you literally watch every bit of news story, you are so inundated that sometimes you can, through a process called learned helplessness, just give up.
No. Let me stop you. That's the thing, is that I used to get even more mad at the TSA and more mad, and they know they're pushing it. I've seen corporate documents where they said 87% hate what we're doing with a cashless society, but our studies also show they will conform. We have to force it through on them. But the thing is, it's all premeditated, and but if we're conscious of this, we can defeat it.
But what happens also is when the citizen will say, how many times have you heard this? Look, there's nothing I can do, just like privacy. Let me give you another example. Going back to my idea of using, and not only, I mean,
by the way, let me stop you again, Lyle. We're going to go into overdrive. You can do it.
Certainly.
Listen, what you just said, though, about this psychology czar in a dystopic future, that's what they do. Now I'm seeing a trend. If you have a view on something, it's a conspiracy theory. Something that's admitted fact, blue car, red car, you want blue car, and they want to sell you red car, that's a conspiracy theory. It's like a pejorative now.
Indeed. One of the things they're going to do also, and you've talked about this, going back to copyright, I never thought I'd live to see intellectual property used as subterfuge. For example, everybody's got, this is going to be Steve Jobs' legacy. This is going to be the phone. Everybody's got a phone. What's happening right now is you're going to be going to a concert, and this new device, which is you'll have in all phones eventually, allows a venue to put out a particular beam, some type of a sensor that will turn the video capabilities of your phone off.
They've announced that. The police cars are going to have it.
Already done. Copyright protection. All right? It makes sense. So therefore, we're then going to put this in all the phones, and we, of course, like sheeple, will just nod our head in obeisance, learn how this is, okay, sure, whatever. Now, eventually, now that everybody's got that device, the next time you go to, let's say, an Occupy Wall Street or something in Austin or something in Chicago, and police or anybody are about to converge and do some pretty serious harm, a police officer or army, anybody, can push a button on their lapel and activate that.
That's code. Already happening. And under global standardization, this stuff's being hardwired as Trojan horses into everything. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.